running the numbers on running the AC. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. It makes sense that the more we run our air conditioning during the hottest summer days, the more pollution we put into the air. But now scientists have figured out exactly how much more.
There was really this gap in actually quantifying it in a way that it could be used to improve our air quality.
David Abel is the lead author of a study from the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He and his team looked at power plant emissions and temperature in 26 states, including Michigan.
So Michigan has 14 metric tons of sulfur dioxide added to the air for every degree Celsius.
They ran the numbers for other pollutants that contribute to ozone pollution and climate change. The bottom line here?
The easiest to say, at least, is we want to have less air conditioning use. But I don't think that's necessarily the right thing to say. When it's hot outside, people need their air conditioning. And there's a lot of technical solutions that we have.
He says things like buying more efficient air conditioners and more efficient light bulbs can go a long way, and using more renewable energy. This is the Environment Report. Now that President Trump has signed the spending bill, Great Lakes funding is safe, at least for now. The Great Lakes Restoration Initiative is funded in full for 2017, but Trump wants to eliminate this funding entirely in the 2018 budget. Todd Ames is the campaign director for the Healing Our Waters Great Lakes Coalition. Todd, what are the priorities for Great Lakes spending in the short term now that the president has signed the spending bill?
The Restoration Initiative, now in its eighth year, will be able to move forward on a number of important ongoing projects and continue work to clean up toxic hotspots and fight the spread of invasive species, spend on important projects to reduce excess nutrients that are flowing into the lakes, a whole range of programs that over these last several years have not only meant a great deal in terms of improving the environmental health of the Great Lakes, but certainly the economic health of the region as well.
And have the priorities changed at all in the short term, knowing that the spending in 2018 is uncertain?
No, I don't. At least I've seen no indication of that. In fact, on the contrary, I think what happened in response to this budget proposal coming out, while the current budget this current fiscal year was still being debated, is that it really galvanized the broad range of support that we have in the region, with broad bipartisan support in Congress, support from not only the 150 or so non-governmental organizations in the Healing Our Waters Coalition, but also Council of Great Lakes Industries, 145 mayors across the region, the 35 largest chambers of commerce, some of the largest agricultural producers. In fact, I think what we saw was evidence that about the only person perhaps in the United States who doesn't like Great Lakes restoration funding is in the White House.
Now, EPA's funding stands to be cut by 31% in the 2018 budget proposal. How would those cuts affect Great Lakes restoration?
It would bring a lot of the restoration work to an absolute halt. Polluted runoff is the number one water quality problem in every Great Lakes state, and yet the program through the EPA that provides all of those federal dollars is proposed for elimination under the Trump budget proposal. So it would simply bring to a halt efforts to reduce polluted runoff across the region.
Todd Ames is the campaign director for the Healing Our Waters Great Lakes Coalition. Thanks so much.
Sure. Happy to help.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.